Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord's return is soon to be, and He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, helping those who receive Him, who love Him, understand. The Lord can relate to those who operate according to the love of God, and He can really help us go forward in life as we take Him at His word and seek Him and believe Him. The Lord have always given grace to the humble, though He has to resist the proud. Those who love Him and those who ignore Him are not the same. The Lord has, in the last broadcast I mentioned that the Lord responds to us. What we push, He push. What we pull, He pull. He responds to the heart of man. Now, the Lord is on the hunt, looking to salvage as many people as possible, because He loves us. Every soul that stands before the Lord, whenever they stand before His presence, they will know that He tried to rescue them out of this world of darkness. Some people rebel against the wisdom of God. They know they've heard the word, the same word that other people have thrived in life because they received it. Everybody don't receive the word of God. Some people hear it and judge it. Some people hear it and detect that it's good, but they love this world and they run. Now, man has been on Adam's run for a long time. And man started running from the presence of God once he sinned. Some people don't see nothing wrong with sin, so they find everything wrong with God. And when people have a mind to love this world, they're looking for something that they can blame so that they don't have to be responsible to God. And that's why false prophets make so much money. The prophet that teach lies is the tail. You can't get any lower than that. When you look at society, it's comprised of the world and the kingdom of God. The ancient and honorable, they are the head. And the prophet that teach lies is the tail. You can't get any worse than that. People that know better and do wrong anyway. It's bad enough for a man to do wrong and go against nature itself. But it's even worse. It's even worse to know better and do worse. To do any worse than the level of knowledge you have attained is wrong. So in the presence of the Lord, when people stand before Him, they will know that God tried to rescue them. He don't just work with people who are Christians, people who are sinners. He sent His word so that in case they might hear, so they have a chance at life. And some people reject it because they're focused on something else. Every man will follow whatever he's focusing on. Even Christians, if they start focusing on something other than God, that's where they'll plant their attention. See, what I mean by focus, those that look to the Lord, they're looking at His character, His ways, what His words say, what the Word reveals them, what the Word of God reveals about Him. They believe it, they receive it, they speak it, and they act on it. No matter what happens to them, if they can stay focused on the Lord, they can operate in faith. They can be faithful just like Job, just like others, just like David. When he looked unto God, the author and finisher of his faith, he did well. When he looked at Bathsheba, he did terrible. He tried to hide his sin. He sinned against God, then he tried to hide it. And a man died in the process, who happened to be her husband. See, trying to hide your shame from society is bad enough, which you really can't hide. The truth always comes out. Always. You can't hide anything forever. But what you can do is live the life of God from this point on. If you learn better, do better. The focus is what you give your attention to. Your focus is where your treasure is. Now the Lord will bless you with anything you want on this earth. He just said, don't let it be a treasure. Don't let your treasures be on earth. Let them be on heaven. Because these break. What you own and possess here is temporary. Something might happen to it. You may buy your dream car. Somebody might crash it. Somebody might steal it. You may drive into a mudslide and it get total. A rock may hit it. Anything can happen in this. This is a temporary situation. And even the things you possess is temporary. But the things of God are eternal and everlasting. Now God is eternal. We become everlasting like He is. But we have to receive the same wisdom that He's received, that He's provided for us. And we can go forward. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You can let your car be a car. You can let it be an idol. You can treasure it, or you can treasure God. You don't have to focus on the car. It's going to do what it's supposed to do. If you take care of it, it'll take care of you. It'll do what it's supposed to do. As with all things. But when your focus is on the Lord, you will enjoy that car. You will enjoy your wife. You will enjoy your children. You will enjoy time that you have on the earth. Your days will be like the first half of Deuteronomy chapter 28. From verses 1 to 15. You're going to have blessings. Because you love and honor God. Because you obey His word. Now, the Old Testament Christians, they had to love and obey. If they would obey God, they didn't have authority over Satan, and they didn't have all the rights and privileges we have. God helped them to help the works of their hands to work out. And see, a lot of people, when you study the Old Testament and saw how the system of how they were blessed, we can't operate that way. We have to speak the word. We have to put a demand on the promises of God and access it according to Jesus, according to the New Testament. But the Old Testament, you didn't see them rebuking Satan because they didn't have authority yet. Now, if Adam would have stayed in right standing with God, you would have saw him. Adam was supposed to stop Satan. He wasn't supposed to allow Satan to speak in his world, in this world. But Satan got away with it. In fact, Satan didn't speak. The serpent spoke for him. And Adam received the evil words of the wicked one from what looked like a serpent. It was a serpent. But Satan didn't speak direct because Adam wouldn't have listened to him. And so it is with the words of Satan. He won't speak to you direct, but he'll put thoughts in the mind of those you love and trust. And they'll speak the negative things. And if you're not focused on the heart of God's will, you can miss out on God's best because you're not watching Satan through the people you love the most. Remember, anybody can speak wrong, give bad advice. Even people that love you, people that have earned your trust. Now, you know the voice of God. So when the Lord speaks, you have to receive Him. You can detect God's word And you can judge Satan's words, no matter who he used, no matter who yielded to him. Job's wife, the enemy used his wife to speak, saying, why don't you just curse God and die? Just give up, Job. Just curse God and die. He said, you speak like one of the foolish women. Now, he loved his wife, but she yielded to the devil. And he called her out on it. And that way she could transform her opinion. And eventually she did, because they had 10 more children together. But in a moment of weakness, she said serpent words. So in a moment of weakness, people can speak serpent words. They'll speak for Satan without realizing it. Because of how they feel, because of what they focus on. In a moment of weakness, or a time of weakness, or even a season of weakness. But if you steadily live the life of God, hopefully they'll be able to see the way of God and come back to it, or come to God in the first place. It's important that we do things according to God's heart. What is God saying in His Word? We need to be practicing those things and doing those things, yielding to Him, speaking His words, and not the words of darkness, not serpent words. We're not serpents. We're men and women. We're sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our big brother. He's the firstborn born among many brothers. The Lord loves us, and His love never fails. Neither does His wisdom, neither does His counsel, His advice, and His commandments. They don't fail us. But if we don't get those things in our hearts, then we won't have foundation we need. The Word of God gives us foundation and helps us thrive in life. Because Jesus is the first and the last. He's the foundation and the pinnacle. He's the beginning of our faith and the end of it. He sticks with us till our faith becomes knowledge. See, when your faith is on, things are being built for you. Situations are put in place. When you ask God for knowledge and wisdom, He's going to give it to you liberally. Now, when your faith puts a demand on that knowledge and whatever situation you need for you to learn, understand and hear what I'm saying. The Lord can cause your path to cross the people out there that know what you need to know. And because you put a demand on it, now the duration is the time that you meet them and hear what they have to say, and the duration of time it'll take for you to receive what is spoken. Situations, sometimes I ask God for knowledge and He calls me to see a situation, and somebody will say the perfect thing at the perfect moment, and the situation was created for me to get it, for me to understand something. And then He will call somebody to say what I needed, or He will talk to me about what I saw, and then He'd give me information that way. Now, if He had tried to explain it, it would have took more language. But He put me in a position to see a visual so that it could register in me. Remember, Pharisee Saul held the jacket of those who stoned Stephen, but he heard the words of Stephen, the martyr. The words was in his heart. He happened to have a salvageable heart. A heart that would receive God's word. So when Jesus knocked him down on the road to Damascus, He said, who art thou, Lord? like in last broadcast, he asked and answered the question that transformed his life in one moment. He answered his own question by faith. He asked it in faith, and he answered it in faith. Who art thou, Lord? And then he was saved. He was saved the moment he called him Lord. And when Jesus said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute us? Why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against a priest. And he realized he was wrong. It all registered in that moment. It enabled him to have faith. And the things that Stephen said registered right. And he began to renew his mind. And Pharisee Saul became Apostle Paul over time. And the same pattern was set. He kept hearing the word of God and receiving God's word in new light, not in old darkness, not in deception, but in new light by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was guiding him into all truth. And 3 years later, he was Apostle Paul. The Lord had trained him. 3.5 years in the deserts of Arabia, he came back trained and ready to begin. So situations sometimes can help us see what God is doing. When you ask the Lord for guidance and wisdom, sometimes he can, it depends on what it is. Some things he can just answer you. Some things he can give you a statement, and it makes all the difference in the world. But there are those times when in my durations, from the time I believe till the time I understand what I'm after, because most of the things that I ask for is knowledge and wisdom. He'll cause me to see something, a situation, or hear about something. Now, because I'm in faith, when I cross paths, I don't have to know that God set it up. I'm listening and watching for God to answer me, and he chooses to use people. He knows that I'm after the knowledge. So when I hear him speak, whether it be through others or by the Holy Spirit, I'm ready to receive. So when you're ready to receive from the Holy Spirit, he can speak to you, and you will receive. And it doesn't matter how God does it. I don't tell God how to bless me, because I might limit him. I just tell him what I need and believe him for it. Now, it's easier for me to receive knowledge and wisdom and counsel. I've had greater success receiving things like that. And it's not hard for me, it's better for me than it used to be to receive finances, things like that. But remember, the knowledge of God is multiplied to you. The things you need in this life, they're added to you. But God can get it to you. And our prayers avail much. So we need to always ask for what we need in faith. The duration is from the time you first believe till the time your faith is finished. And faith, you've got to stay in faith without doubt in your heart, the duration. If doubt gets in your heart, everything just stops until you get it out. Now, if you lack experience, if you never believe God for the things you're believing Him for, and you don't know anybody else that did it, then lack of experience can be a challenge. So, for that, my friend, believe Him anyway. Look at Him. Don't look at what's not. Don't look at what you've never seen before. Don't look at the lack of experience. Don't magnify the problem. Don't focus on it. Don't focus on the blessing you're after. Be at peace. Work to be at peace and be patient. See, patience is a waiting faith. Patience is the faith that believes during the duration. See, faith in the duration is called patience. I asked the Lord a definition of patience. He said patience is a waiting faith. That's when your faith is on throughout the duration. And because you're going to get what you're after, you can enjoy God's presence. His presence is, you can remain in peace. There's peace to God's people. There's no peace to the wicked. Now, you're God's people, so you're a candidate for peace. Enjoy God. Peace is fellowship. So enjoy the, you can talk to the Lord about other things till you get what you're after. God is not just there to get you out of a ditch or a rut. He's not just there to bless you. And once you got blessed, then he goes away and you just do the best you can. No matter what's going on, you can enjoy God's company. You can talk to him. Whatever you don't have yet, that's not a big deal. If your faith is on, you're going to get it. It's going to happen because you put a demand out there and your prayers avail much. And he already, see, the things he's given you, the grace is given to you already. It's already yours. The duration is for the things to manifest. And the reason it has to manifest, it depends on what it is. If it's healing, your healing is already paid for. You don't have to wait on it, on healing. You just believe for it and you heal. It's as easy as picking fruit. But cold religion, it complicates things. It takes away the simplicity of the gospel. And those things that don't matter, the enemy tried to magnify that to get you off track so that you'll have more problems than you're supposed to. And then he wants you to, his temptation is for you to magnify the problems till they look bigger than God does. But I want you to be smarter than him. Be biblical in your thoughts and in your opinions. Take God at his word and never take Satan at his. Never take Satan at his word. Always take God at his word. That's how we overcome him. That's how we keep stepping. That's how we go forward doing the plan of God. We serve a living God. God is alive. His word is alive. And he gives us, all of his grace comes to us in seed form. He gave us his word. He sent his word and healed him and healed them. There are many scriptures. The word of God is written the way it is written. It's written in a way everything starts in seed form. All humanity start with one man. You know, the sperm and the egg were microscopic. We start in seed form. Everything of God starts in seed form. The word of God is no different. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, smallest seed among herbs. The smallest seed becomes the greatest herb. Now, so, and then it provides shadow and shade for the fowls of the air. They lodge under the shadow of it. So when we receive God's word, we receive him. When we believe God's word, we believe him. When we believe it and receive it in our heart, we believe and receive him in our heart. Then when we speak the word, we're putting a demand on our life. Not just our future, but our present. And from the moment we believe, we begin to change the facts in our body, the facts on the ground where we are. We can speak words of life over our children so that God can help them. Somebody, before God can do any miracle, from the time that God released the earth to man, you know, he gave man a lease on the earth. From that time, all miracles were done by men of faith, all of them. They all acted on the word of God. When Moses divided the Red Sea, he put his staff over the sea, and the waters divided, and they walked on dry land, dry ground. The ocean bottom became dry ground. The sea was divided, standing up. And the waters congealed. They walked on dry ground. Every miracle from the time God released the earth to Adam, man had to operate by his faith. And God blessed us. He guided us. He gave us his plan to get out of our problem that we caused. God had every right to just walk away from man and let him just suffer. We were born in trouble. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But God didn't walk away. The Father didn't walk away. The Holy Spirit didn't walk away. And the Son didn't walk away. The Son obeyed the perfect will of the perfect will of the Father. He didn't ask for a second will of the Father. He said, his flesh wanted to, but he said, not my will, thy will be done. He girded up his loins. He won a battle in that Garden of Gethsemane. And he won us a great victory. And great grace is in it. Great grace is in it. And it's introduced to us in seed form.